Hey kids, it's Monday night. Raw's over, and your mom keeps yelling at you to stop playing with yourself. What are you gonna do?
You could call me Big Pussy.
Well, turn those frowns upside down, because it's time for the Minority Report. Hosted by Anthony de Blasi and all the WrestlingNews.com crew.
Just, I look at you as all co-hosts of mine and all inferior.
The number one wrestling show on the internet, providing you with coverage of WWE, TNA, recaps, rumors, and news concerning all your heroes of wrestling.
Pro Wrestling Torch sucks the cock of Ring of Honor so hard that my balls hurt.
Ring of Honor cronies all feel wanted because they're in an extended family. Fuck all of you! Suck my dick!
Also, make sure to catch The Masked Maniac Show, doing controversial interviews with some of the industry's hottest wrestlers.
And if you're listening to this show live, instead of watching live UFC on Spike TV, well then you're either a stupid mark, or your name is Lindsay Brooke, and you got huge knockers.
So tune in to The Minority Report and The Masked Maniac Show, only at wrestling-news.com.
We don't want to be first. We want to be right.
Man, I thought the model was 15 years old, ain't that young?
Anthony de Blasi, a.k.a. Abu Shita, and you're listening to the Minority Report Online, and I am not alone tonight. I am with the man that washes my sheets in the morning.
All right, dude, if you want to personate a minority, let me beat the shit out of you with a fucking baseball bat.
Wait a minute. Did I say Black Moses respond? You're the one that decided, hey, he's talking about sheets. I guess that's my cue.
Oh, shit.
Since I'm the second one that's supposed to talk, yeah, I would think so.
All right. But anyway, so Joey, are you back?
You overrated.
Yes, I'm back. It's November the 10th. Oh, I forgot we already did that.
Yeah. You can do it again.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. Black Moses is talking about sheets.
Huh?
Yeah, we also have one of the Von Erichs.
Yes, that's the Kevin Von Crisco.
And of course,
also known as Dr. Lotion.
Ah,
and who are you?
I am Joey 924. I am the voice of the hotlines, and I'm also Joey Hatepins on Monday night.
Okay, and please don't ever do that again and put me on the spot and do the intro.
I'm sorry, man, but people here in the Bronx,
minorities all over your 45-bedroom apartment house.
I wish.
So, 45 bedrooms.
It's fucking 36 degrees out. What are they all doing outside? Dancing to keep warm?
No, that's the problem. They're inside.
Oh,
the fucking, there's no school tomorrow, so people think it's party time over here.
So don't have to go to work, Dan.
No, that's every day.
You know what I love about doing this radio show, doing Fan Talk Live, than having to do it inside an actual radio station or studio? You know what's the greatest thing about it? I can do it right now while I am taking a massive fucking dump.
Oh,
I am sitting on the toilet right now taking a massive dump talking about... And you know what? What's the first thing that comes to mind with a massive dump?
Your wife. Oh, I'm sorry.
talk about, you know, like...
Where all roads lead.
Talk about someone that just... his career may have just turned to shit. And believe me, that could, it could end up being something serious. I feel bad for the guy, but, you know...
So do I. I'm a Batista fan.
All right. I'm not a fan, but come on, this guy's career is not going to be over because
no, I don't think it's going to be over.
But when you
this is not like a serious neck injury.
It's
so
coming to an abrupt. It's coming to an abrupt stop. I mean, how many people have been injured in the last few years? When they come back, their run is not the same.
You know, I compare it to situation.
You know, I put the guy at a different level than that. You know, what I mean,
really?
I don't think it's going to happen to him. No, I mean, I don't have to be a fan to give an objective opinion about somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a big guy, McMahon, who always gets a hard on over somebody like about 6'6". You know what I mean? The guy's just injured. You know what I mean? He's gonna pull through. It's
now,
what,
Bunker,
three, four months.
I'm not saying Batista's shit. I'm just saying his career may have just gone to shit because number one, you know, we don't know the extent of the tear. And for the people that don't know, he tore his latissimus dorsi, which is basically, if you go to wrestling-news.com, there's a link to a medical website where you could actually see what muscle that is. But that is a pretty serious muscle to tear.
Yeah, I know that muscle well.
Yeah, especially when you're a power lifter. You know, like he's a power wrestler. Well, the bottom line is that we don't know how long he's going to be out. Dr. James Andrews said that he could rehab it or he could do the surgery and be out 3 months. He's got to do the fucking surgery.
And let's bottom line it with Christian leaving and Batista out. This is a huge, huge blow to SmackDown.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know,
monumental blow. I mean, like a Mike Tyson blow. They're in trouble.
Like, I don't want to sound like a dick, but that's their fault. I mean, this is what happens when you try to only push one person at a time and not try to push a group of people. So when you do have somebody get hurt, you know, it could easily, hey, you know, you're the next guy up.
What is this show going to do?
This is exactly what happened when Austin was out, who stepped up the Rock.
Right. But on that roster, I mean, Rey Mysterio is the next biggest pushed guy on that roster, and that's not
going to
cut it.
I mean,
that's not going to cut it for a primetime show.
You still have JBL. You still have
Chris
Benoit. You also have Randy Orton. I mean, people have seemed to forgot about
Orton. They might need to step up with him, not Chris Benoit. They need something a little fresher than that.
Honestly, I think the next believable guy is going to be between JBL and Randy Orton.
JBL is a 40-year-old. He's done.
JBL,
but I'm just saying,
is feuding with Rey Mysterio.
First of all, they need a baby face.
Right. And they fucked up Eddie Guerrero. I don't care if Eddie Guerrero's playing a face or whatever he's doing right now. A fucking month ago, he was trying to steal a kid from another wrestler.
I don't even understand.
By the way, he still wears that shirt. I'm your daddy.
I'm your pappy, actually.
I'm your pappy.
You know, a year ago, you know, Guerrero was the freaking champion. I mean, the guy was getting, you know, crazy responses from the fans. He was crazy over. And then, you know, they just ended it so abruptly. And just the way they did was just so long. And then, you know, he would be the next logical guy, but, you know, they have to start pushing that roster now. The fact that they lost Christian is definitely going to
happen. Yeah, the show is losing two major actors on a television show.
Something I've noticed with the WWE over the past 6 months especially, and I have a feeling you guys are going to agree about this, but, you know, last year, Christmas time, a lot of callers sent me some gifts, wrestling-related stuff, some WWE stuff. And one thing I noticed last year was that when you would see, like, a program or a yearbook or a magazine, you always saw five or six wrestlers on the cover for each brand. Over the last 6 months, everything has been fucking John Cena, Batista. John Cena, Batista. Trash cans, advertisements, video games, magazines, lunchboxes. Everything is John Cena, Batista. Now,
or Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio, but not to the extent. I mean, even when
you go
to
WWE, he's got two pages of merch in the book.
Wait, I just want to bring something else up here. Okay, Batista's the world champ. Now, it's no secret I'm not the biggest fan of this guy, but he's not exactly on the same level as a Hogan or a Rock, where if he's absent, it's going to be a big blow to the company.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just going to have to step up and find, like, the next champion. I don't think it's going to hurt their product. I don't think they're going to lose any major ratings on SmackDown.
I think they'll lose a little bit.
They're generating what, between a 2.6 and a 3. Basically what that means is,
we've been the same
if people are watching the product, they're just basically home watching it. Not because they really want to do it. They're just home.
What about for live events?
I mean, come on, the buy rates are SmackDown were down.
I totally disagree because this guy is
a big blow as, you know. Let's be realistic here. I mean, this guy is nowhere had the popularity of The Rock.
You're thinking like the rosters are together. This is SmackDown we're talking about.
I realize that the rosters are split, but again, you guys are talking about this man as if he's The Rock.
I'm not talking about him as the world champion.
I understand that, but, you know.
Batista does get bigger pops than Cena.
And he's becoming
little by little by little, he's going to sneak in under the radar there, and we were going to turn around. He's going to have a year title run.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And we were going to turn around. We're going to be like, wow, this guy's really been beating everyone.
I think
like, you know, it's going to be one of those type of champions where you turn around and go, you know, I wasn't a big fan, but the guy is doing the job.
That's how
we were able to get through for a couple of years.
Come on, Moses. You even said on the hotline that you thrive on the fact that people hold the belts for a very long time. But he's been doing a good job.
I love the fact that person has the title for a while. I think that's the way it should be in most cases. But what I'm saying is, I mean, they really haven't, besides Triple H, the guy really hasn't had a major feud with another opponent. They tried to do it with JBL, but the chemistry really wasn't there.
And both the guys admitted that.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. Nobody was hiding nothing. I mean, I guess they could have tried to do a feud between him and Undertaker. That probably could have worked well.
Well, he's beating Orton. He's beating Guerrero.
But they really haven't put a focus on him and Orton as much as I thought they were going to do.
He beat Christian about five times.
That was the biggest problem
right there, too.
You know what's funny? I mean, it's lack of competition, too. You know, I mean, it's just...
He never got in there with Benoit or none of those other guys.
The WWE is screwed up big time with that guy.
I mean, of course, that's a great point. But Joey just brought up something here. He didn't even face Benoit on this fucking
show. Booker T.
Benoit and Booker T are one of the top workers on that show, and he hasn't even faced them.
Benoit was the heel turn coming from Benoit.
You know what's really fucked up about their roster right now, especially SmackDown?
Heel or face? I mean, they should face each other.
If this guy is going to be out for several months, you're going to see all of a sudden somebody get pushed out of nowhere. And it's going to be so fucking obvious, people aren't going to really enjoy it all that much.
Now, what's the problem with Mysterio? I don't understand why everybody's always dogging Mysterio.
Unbelievable. You know, with these two, and honestly with the rest of the wrestling world, it's about the small factor. Me, I look past that. I see a great talent, but let's be honest with the general fan, it's going to be, okay, this guy's too small. So
Mysterio,
and if you think McMahon's going to do that, I highly doubt
Mysterio's an excellent wrestler, but if Mysterio ever won the heavyweight title, I would compare it to Mikey Whipwreck in ECW.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that? It was great
for the three count. As soon as the 5 minutes it later went, people were like, wait a minute.
I disagree with that. I think Mysterio's way above that caliber.
I put it like this. It to me is about psychology in a sense, too, because Mysterio doesn't wrestle everybody the same. I mean, if he goes in there with a guy like, I don't know, like JBL or a guy like, Orton, he's going to wrestle them a lot differently. He's going to use his speed to his advantage.
I think there's ways to beat somebody and make it look believable. Exactly. I think he switched gears. He hasn't been a cruiserweight in over almost 2 years. He has not been in the cruiserweight division. He's technically in the heavyweight division.
Right, because he was put there.
Right. I don't see tremendous fanfare.
I don't see great pops. I'm shocked that he has 42 pieces of merchandise. I can't believe they wasted so much money on that. I don't see anybody wearing Mysterio stuff on the street at autograph sessions anywhere. I don't see anybody wearing Mysterio stuff.
I wouldn't mind it if he stepped up.
Quick note, I just want to give a shout-out to anybody in the tri-state area here that may be listening. Just a little reminder, in case you don't know, tomorrow night, Friday night, in Howard Beach, New York, literally three blocks from my house, Kane will be signing autographs at Video Game Central, 6 to 8 p.m. If you want additional details, go to my website, wrestling-news.com.
Wait, Anthony, what time is that spot?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Good, I want to know what time to miss it.
even though we knew this for quite some time, they made it official today. Candice Michelle is going to pose once again in Playboy.
Yes.
And, you know, I see a lot of Spanish hooers on Roosevelt Avenue that look better than her. The one thing about her, I will give her credit, though, is they really do not need to airbrush all that much about her in the magazine.
She's awesome.
Perfect example. Go to my website if you're 18 or over and watch the video, the Playboy 7-minute video of her talking about what she likes and dislikes in a man while she's naked. And you'll see what I mean about no airbrush, and she still looks pretty good.
Absolutely. Let's get into talking about Christian. Can I just make one other mention?
We're talking about women. Just two other things really quick.
Yeah.
Trinity worked an OVW dark match yesterday.
Really?
I mean, there's nothing more at this point, but, you know, right away the buzz is starting to create. Maybe, you know, WWE might take a look at her. You know, they compare her to Lita, you know, as far as...
Yeah, what's going to happen when Lita, now that Edge might be...
I have no idea. And you know what? The fact that she hasn't been wrestling at all pretty much tells you how the WWE feels about her wrestling ability.
Exactly. They finally caught up with the fans.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, she would be a good... Since she knows how to bump, WWE should have had her getting the shit knocked out of her a little bit more. I mean,
why is she not wrestling? I don't understand.
It's too sloppy. And then with the neck injury.
No, I don't. It's more to it than that.
No, I mean,
sloppy. I mean, the woman was the biggest pushed woman.
That's true. They have Tori. They have Tori in
since Wendy Ricker in 1985.
they do have Tori.
She's got her own videos.
They do have Tori in there,
shirts.
So
go on.
Oh, please. Tori needs to be fucking fired, man. I'm tired. I'm so tired of that.
Tori's fired?
She needs to be. Unfortunately, she's
not. You know, it's strange because basically what happened was, you know, she was taken off of Taboo Tuesday the night before. And WWE acted like, oh, she just needs some time off.
She's off the commercials, too, Anthony.
Yeah, she was off the commercials. Yes, that's another thing. She was off the commercials. They took her bio down off of WWE.com. Then all of a sudden it hit the web. And then all of a sudden they put her bio back up, and then they put a little clip from Tori Wilson saying, oh, I guess somebody forgot to tell me I was let go. So they're playing off like she's got some personal issues to deal with right now. You know.
Yeah, and it's called Billy Kidd.
Yeah, her husband can't find a job.
So, you know, they might just be keeping her around just to try to quiet the buzz a little bit, the negativity. But it's just funny that you get someone like Dawn Marie that's pregnant, and they fire her while she's pregnant. You got Tori Wilson, which rumored to have marital problems.
You know, they called the Dawn Marie the bastard scenario.
Yeah,
you know, take care of anybody's
bastard. You know they fired Billy Gunn at his fucking birthday. You know that, right?
They do that a lot. They fire a lot of people like that.
I mean, it's like they wait for a special moment in their lives.
One thing I will say, because I know Moses always accuses me of being too pro-WWE, but I have to say, I've never seen the company in this fucked up a state, and anything could happen at any time. Tomorrow you can tell me, really, tomorrow you could say John Cena quit. I would totally believe it. I wouldn't even have to. I wouldn't even have to get any proof.
It's so true.
I'd just go, it's a
dude, right now they're reminding me a lot of like WCW.
Yeah, the final days of WCW.
Just a lack of common sense.
Even Rikishi.
Anybody can go tomorrow. Anybody can be fired. Anybody could just quit. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Even Rikishi, out of nowhere, he does an interview yesterday, and he talks about how Johnny Ace fired him. It's like, I can't understand.
Johnny Ace is going to be the death of this company. I mean, seriously.
With a tag team championship.
Him and Stephanie are going to be the death of this company.
Yep. Road Warrior Animal. Road Warrior Food Boy.
You know, I almost feel like if the McMahons at one point are starting to say, you know what, we can never bring wrestling as the way it was because now the secret's been let out. You know, we can't get the same
stars. Yeah, and who did that? They did.
They don't want to pay taxes on a sporting event.
Right, they don't want to pay taxes. So I almost think they feel like, you know what, we made all this money on it, let's try to branch elsewhere, and if the fucking wrestling dies, it dies.
Oh, I mean, everybody's pointing the fact that Vince is not even into wrestling anymore. He's trying to get into movies.
What is he, Drago? If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, if he dies, he dies.
You could tell they don't care about their
product. I said it months ago, and I'll say it again. My company is DVD.
Yeah. Well, Paul Heyman's company might be MMA soon. You heard about those little articles going around?
Yeah, I'm not
MMA?
That excited.
What are you talking about?
I'm a big fan of that shit, man.
A lot of mixed martial arts websites and starting to talk about how Paul Heyman is interested in possibly being involved in mixed martial arts once his contract with WWE expires.
Why can you manipulate those guys too?
Yeah.
Can you make superstars out of bums?
Yeah. Can you have like a big locker room?
I'll tell you one thing. He better pay those guys.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, can you imagine his creative mind and storylines, which actually lead to real fights?
That'd be freaking awesome, but I just can't see how that would work. I mean, they'll always be criticized, but maybe this is fake. You know what I mean? I'm a big fan of the mixed martial arts world. I watch it heavily, but I just don't see that working. If they can pull it off, great, but
you know what?
But I gotta say one thing though. Mixed martial arts is getting popular more and more each day. Wrestling seems to be a thing of the past right now.
Right.
Nobody really cares anymore.
You know, the one major problem I see with mixed martial arts, Paul Heyman doing his creative writing, is the Bart Gunn theory. Unless he plans to choreograph and have some predetermined outcomes, what happens if you push someone to the fucking moon and then it leads to this pay-per-view fight and the guy gets his ass kicked in 10 seconds?
Butterbean?
Well, I'm not saying Butterbean, but, you know, look at, you know, it's just, I'm just saying with the mixed martial arts, you know, somebody gets a good kick here and there and, you know, boom, you know, the other guy's out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very unpredictable world. I mean,
Hefner throwing a match, you know?
That's true.
So, Joey, what did you want? What were you going to bring up before? Christian?
I was going to bring up Christian because there's so many different factors
Captain
about the Christian
Charisma,
story.
Christian Cage.
Captain Copyright.
You want, because he owns the fucking trademark.
Finally, somebody.
He's the Canadian Rage, Christian Cage.
Finally, somebody in the WWE actually used their brains.
Yep.
Yeah, it's about time.
I mean, how stupid is WWE not to trademark Captain Charisma?
Now, what was the problem with that? Because remember a few months ago, we talked about the fact that they weren't using it in the last couple of months of Christian?
All right. I teased this on the hotline yesterday, and I'm going to just say it bluntly. Okay? There's a lot of people on the internet, all ecstatic, trademark Christian Cage, trademark Captain Charisma. There is a problem, though, and not one fucking website is talking about it, because they probably don't trademark things. I've trademarked Eastern Championship Wrestling. Go on any trademark site and type it in, you'll see my name. Here's the problem, though. It took the trademark office 6 months to review my trademark, and now they want additional information. How is it going to be used? Am I going to use Extreme without the term Eastern Championship Wrestling? Whatever it is. The bottom line is this. Granted, Christian trademarked these two names, but 3, 4, 5 months down the line, when the trademark office finally reviews it, they may turn around and say, you know what? WWE is balking at the term Christian, and 4 or 5 months down the line, he may not be able to use it anymore. Just because he trademarked it, all that means is that he filed for a trademark and he's applied for it. And he only did it a week ago.
No, but Anthony, he's using a full name. You can't just say, I own Christian. Can't
exactly, like Moses, if Moses was a wrestler and used Moses Brown. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or Moses David, or whatever.
What if a black guy would have Brown?
Why can't Bubba Ray?
If you just were Moses and maybe they changed it to a Z instead of an S, I could see that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Moses.
But why can't Bubba Ray call Bubba Ray?
I don't understand the trademark.
It means that someone else in the same type of profession cannot use it,
right?
You know, to confuse.
But here's the thing, though. Christian did not only trademark for wrestling. He trademarked it for all licenses and media.
If he was smart, he should trademark it for something related to religion as well.
No,
Christian is...
Can you trademark stuff related to religion?
I'm a Christian.
Oh my God!
I think that's exempt.
Yeah, that's dumb.
No, well, you can't. I'm not saying trademark. It's a no Christian who calls himself a Christian.
I know what you're saying. But
Anthony, is there a leg to stand on the fact that he used that? He came into the company with that name. That was his name in his career.
Nope. Unless
they didn't
trademark it back in '95, and he just left the trademark dormant. See, like Todd Gordon. Todd Gordon was bitching a storm when I trademarked Eastern Championship Wrestling. But the truth is, Todd Gordon, when he first trademarked it in the early 90s, he abandoned it. He didn't keep the trademark active, so I took it.
How many years is it active for?
Is it like a driver's license?
It was dormant
for several years.
No, there's a certain number of years where, after a while, it does expire. And you have to renew it.
That's right.
And the problem with him is he never renewed it.
That's why
they started going by Extreme.
Like Axe of Demolition, does he own Axe or Demolition Axe or Demolition?
Probably owns Demolition Axe. That's why when he was always advertised as
Demolition Axe,
not just Axe.
See, well, let me just say this about the Christian thing. Like you just mentioned, they could change it in 5 months. But here's the smart part. The fact of the matter is that if he comes on Sunday at the TNA pay-per-view Genesis, he could still be called Christian Cage, and for 5 months he will still be known as Christian Cage. So even if they do change it in 5 months, the audience of TNA will know him. And it won't matter at that point.
Probably all the WWE fans who are big fans of this guy will already know that.
Exactly.
Guys,
all the damage would be done already.
Damage is done.
Who's Adam Copeland?
Edge.
Okay.
Your husband?
Did you know Edge's name to be Adam Copeland before this year?
No.
I did, because
I was an indie fan.
Well, I knew him as Sexton Hardcastle.
We didn't refer him to Adam.
You know, I heard he was supposed to be the original Val Venus.
Well, he wrestled as Sex and Violence was his
thing. Joey
Legend was his partner for 4 years.
Well, the only reason why I bring up Adam Copeland is if I was TNA, I'd start getting people familiar with the name Jay Rezzo, just in case there is a problem.
Nah, my point is, like I said, even if he goes there on Sunday, starts the Christian Cage for 5 months, Captain Charisma, whatever, he still has a good 5 months lead in.
Well, what if he's Chris Cage? Right. What about Chris Cage?
Yeah, Chris Cage, you know what he tried to trademark?
There's so many ways around
it. You know what he tried to trademark?
Not that much of a problem.
You know what he tried to trademark? Chris Jinn. J-I-N-N.
Really?
Well, last name Chris, last name Jinn.
Yeah.
That's
why it can't be Chris Cage. He's a cool name.
Yeah. Listen, you know, it's, people know who.
And Edge, I think, isn't the guy from U2 have that name copyrighted?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but
I think that's the Edge.
Edge isn't performing on any upcoming anthology CD, so you don't have to worry.
Look, the bottom line is Christian is going to TNA. And
how does Sting get away with it?
I don't know.
That's the Sting singer never
the artist from the Police didn't decide to come down from the rafters with a baseball bat and start doing.
Well, he was Sting.
That would be awesome, though.
It was Sting.
I'll be watching you.
Excuse me, but he was Sting. Actually, that would have been a cool song.
Every breath you take.
Well, wait, do we?
Yes.
He was Sting before he came down from the.
There was years ago where they took was Sting. The late '80s was asked about. He said he'd never watched wrestling. He had no idea about wrestling, and it was just they were not interested.
Right. And if there was ever
I was gonna say, isn't it funny that every time we refer to Sting, we always think of the Crow?
Yeah.
Like we never. I mean, you forget that he was Sting for many, many years.
Yeah,
you know why?
Honestly, I try to forget the Crow. I thought it was a joke.
Now, my thing is, I want to know how they got away with that, because that's really a direct ripoff of a look and a basic attitude from the Crow with Brandon.
Well,
Nate.
Didn't the Crow have a series? Wasn't it on TNT?
I don't know.
It was on USA.
No, you were talking about the Crow Stairway to Heaven. That was on NBC, actually.
What was it on NBC?
I don't know.
But here's the thing, though.
It was a Crow comic book, though.
Because that's like stealing a likeness, and that likeness was definitely
the
trench coat.
Like
he did steal the
likeness. I mean, you know, when I'm going to get sued because I look like him if I put on the
Yeah, but does that mean every vampire was Dracula? Every
right,
vampire
exactly.
movie that came out was Amorite.
I mean, that was direct ripoff of the
But the thing is, usually with comics, and I know this for a fact, they do trademark the likeness as well.
Exactly, that's
but
the point.
But I think that's only in use if another comic is going to use
Teen Wolf copyrighted off the
but
Wolf.
You guys forget. You remember like 2 years ago when Hogan was going as was Mr. America, something like that?
Yeah.
Marvel.
Great gimmick.
I mean, Marvel knocked on Vince's door and said, hey, what are you doing? Because, you know, they thought it was a ripoff of Captain America.
Right. Exactly. I would have assumed that whoever made the Crow, I'm not sure, but... All right,
if you know the creator of the Crow like I do, this guy's too drunk.
Yeah,
he's just one of those weird people. You know what I mean?
Going back to the band down by
the river.
Going back to this Christian thing, this is the first step in what it looks like to be now, many to come in the future.
Yes.
I see Christian Fugue and Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles for the time being.
Debate that I wanted to bring up, Funker, and this is a debate that we had with our producer last week, and that is whether Christian should start off from the top of TNA or the bottom.
I think he should start off as the leader of the Canadian thing, get rid of that fat moron.
Hey, that's what I said the other day.
And lead Petey Williams, and it'll give Petey Williams and give, what's his name, Bobby Roode.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Scott D'Amore did start to go on me. I mean,
yeah, but he's just
the manager of the team. Because the gimmick of Team Canada is...
I heard they were taking him off the booking.
No. That's actually false, because I heard a radio show today. But the gimmick of Team Canada is supposed to be like an Olympic team. They always talk about their sponsors, and that's why they're supposed to win all these matches. That's why I like the concept of Team Canada.
No, but I think Christian would give them a big boost.
I would agree with you if it was Lance Storm, but I think Christian should just be in his own.
Christian is a pro Canada, always talking about Canada.
Moses, look at the Four Horsemen. I mean, even though the Four Horsemen was the Four, I'm not saying that Team Canada will be the Four Horsemen, but, you know, look at the Four Horsemen. Ric Flair, even though they had the Four Horsemen, he still
the Horsemen and the concept of Team Canada or Heart Foundation, however you want to look at it, it's a different concept. I think Christian is not. I think at this stage
but,
of his life, I don't think he's meant to lead a group like that. I think he's
speaking skills and the fact that the Team Canada guys aren't really good talkers, except for Scott D'Amore, I think that those guys wouldn't mind.
That's what Scott D'Amore is there for.
Exactly, but I'm sure the guys like Bobby Roode and Petey Williams are thinking, you know, maybe Christian gives
a real
run. I think Christian should be in his own and run with this whole Captain Charisma.
But
they could sell a ton of merchandise, make a lot of money.
My question was, should he go after Jarrett right away and go after the title and basically get faded away like D'Lo, Rhino, and Raven, or should he just, like, have a feud with somebody first?
Or will
then
he be forced to be a fan favorite because he's going to get heavily cheered?
Of course.
That's
because my problem is that the past has shown in TNA that
D'Lo, as soon as he went there, he went after Jeff Jarrett. Where's D'Lo now?
Guys. Yeah, but D'Lo was, you know, he's not, I think Christian's on a high tier.
Rhino.
Wait. You know, you say Rhino was faded out, but how is he faded out if he's going to be made event of the Philly Boys against AEW Jeff Jarrett?
I didn't say he was.
And the Raiders storyline, it's still running. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, but they're not going to get past Jarrett. They're not going to get past Jarrett.
No. It's still running. It's still running. So how has he faded
away? I think Rhino,
honestly, it's only been like 2 months.
Rhino and Christian are very good friends, and Edge, they're very good friends. And they, you know, they're all.
And not only that, they're all close to Scott DeMore.
But I can see that. I can see Rhino getting a little worried, like, I thought I was going to be now Christian coming in. He could be taking.
But like this, Christian and Scott DeMore are really good friends. Scott DeMore is on the writing team, so.
I mean, you debated this yourself, Moses. Christian should not be put into the world title picture.
No. I said not to do it right away. I mean, right. I think they should wait at least 4 to 6 months.
Can I quote Al Bundy? Can I quote Al Bundy?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to commercial, and then we'll come back to this.
Oh.
No, we need to cut to a commercial. We'll come back to this, because we're going to talk for another 15 minutes on this, and I don't want to go to a commercial at 45.
Let's hear those awesome commercials.
Yeah, everybody check out the paid advertisements and the unpaid advertisements if these other fucking websites do not plug us.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
So many of these wrestling websites nowadays strongly promote that pay-per-view pay-per-view that there is something unbelievably special.
Have you ever considered being in radio? Are you opinionated when it comes to the sports you love? Or possibly you've simply been told that you have a face for radio? Well, if one or all of these are true, visit fantalklive.com today. That's www.fantalklive.com. Contact Chris Chisholm today and find out how you can get started running your own radio show on the internet. We do all the work for you. All you need is a telephone. We provide you with a weekly broadcast with up to 200 live listeners, weekly archiving of your shows, and professional production to make your show complete. Again, the best part. All you need is a telephone. So don't delay. Contact Chris Chisholm for more information at fantalklive@aol.com. That's fantalklive@aol.com.
And we're back, hopefully, and you're listening to the Minority Report online radio show. Bunker, you saw a nipple. Let's get over it.
No. Anybody's listening right now, go to WWE.com. I might be going crazy here, but I swear to God, I have not been drinking. I'm looking at a picture of Candice Michelle with the Playboy symbol next to her where they announced that she posed in Playboy. I can swear that her nipple is showing clear as day and her bikini's to the side. I'm not just making this up. I want everybody to go WWE.com while you're listening to this. Yeah, this is our WWE Unlimited right now. While you're listening, just go over there and go look, tell me if that's a nipple or not. I think
it is.
So, and by the way, it's funny, on WWE.com they have a picture of Ashley and Matt Hardy up. They were on Bite This yesterday, and it says that they confirm internet rumors that they're dating. Didn't they put up a statement from Ashley a month ago that says, oh yes, me and Matt Hardy, there's something special going, and this is...
Oh, God.
This fucking...
Sport. Matt Hardy's such a pussy. Isn't Ashley like men? Good Lord.
What was your problem with Matt Hardy, man?
Oh, please.
So what?
Look, honestly, I just don't care about this whole real life shit, man.
What?
Holy shit, this looks like a fucking nipple.
It does look like a nipple, too. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. You heard it here straight for the Minority Report. We know we can spot a nipple when we see one.
That'll be taken down tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to save that. Well, I don't even care about saving the picture first, but... yeah, that is a nipple. What else? What were we talking about? Christian, main eventing, yes or no?
How do you know they're going to promote the fact that they're friends in the first place?
TNA tells us a lot of history about a lot of WWE wrestlers. I'm sure that they will mention that they are friends.
Yeah, they gave you a lot of history, but it doesn't mean they're going to say, hey, babe, these guys are fucking best friends. But, you know, this is the world of competition here, you know what I mean?
Well, we'll see. I personally think they may mention it, so. Personally, I'd like to see him feud with, like, Christopher Daniels or an AJ Styles right off the bat.
Yeah, you don't want to see him fight that Mankind ripoff. What's his name? Abyss? That black jabroni. What's his name?
You know what I'm starting to call him?
The Rock?
I'm starting to call him? Abysmal.
Ugh.
Abysmal.
Between Monty Brown and Abyss, I don't know who's worse.
Yep. Joey, you're quiet all of a sudden. I bet you he's looking at the nipple right now.
Oh, God.
So we got Genesis this weekend. Now, before we talk about Genesis, Moses wanted to talk a little bit about Chris Jericho. Because yesterday, for the first time, he has broken his silence since being gone from the WWE. And, Moses, you heard the interview, and he said some very interesting comments.
Well, I want to say call it breaking his silence. You act like the guy got fired or something like
that. No, I mean, he really hasn't said anything. I mean, when he says
WWE. That was his first interview about wrestling ever since.
Where was the interview, Moses?
Between the ropes. It was actually a pretty good interview. He actually put over his WWE run. He also put over what Christian did about, you know, taking matters to his own hands. Because, you know, it's just like we were talking about, he kind of had to because, you know, they were basically dogging this guy out. I mean, he talked about, he actually admitted that he actually does watch TNA a lot more than WWE right now. He talked about touring the UK with Fozzy and stuff like that. I mean, that's pretty much it. It was actually a pretty good interview to listen to.
But he didn't rip anybody or anything like that?
Nah, he didn't rip anybody. He actually put over the
He also mentioned about the TNA banners.
Yes, that was something I was really hoping they were going to bring up.
Yeah, they did ask him about that, and he did that just to mess with the internet fans, because he actually does get a kick out of that, of making them go crazy. You know, it's just how this guy has fun, you know what I mean?
Didn't he say that Vince McMahon never got back to him, but Johnny called him up and said, good rib?
Oh, well, this is what happened. Before Jericho put up that banner with TNA about 2 months ago, emailed Vince to let him know, hey, dude, I'm just playing around here. I just want to mess with the fans. McMahon never got back to him, but Johnny Ace did, and he pretty much said if Vince liked it, then Johnny's going to like it. If Vince didn't like it, Johnny wouldn't like it. You pretty much know where I'm going with this.
God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as far as Johnny Ace, I'm sorry, but this guy's just going to be the death of this
company. Oh, yeah, exactly. He's just a piece of trash.
Now, I mean, everybody who has been fired, he has had a hand in doing that. Personally. Yeah,
except we gotta see his fucking donut boy brother fucking on TV every week. What a donut.
You gotta see the fucking church that they're trying to design on WWE.com right now. They're making people vote on one. They're fucking really, really horrible.
You know, I'm sorry, but you know, when I see Animal come on, I just laugh.
And even Hydrod, that is the worst team, by the way, since the Ding Dongs in NWA. Oh my God, this is the worst team I've ever seen in my life in this company.
Fucking guy that's just like half Nazi, and they fucking put Papa Shango makeup on him.
I could see they wanted to do like a Road Warrior type gimmick with Heinrich Reigns or Heinrich and Snitsky, two big young guys. But you know,
Luther Reigns would have been perfect.
But you know, you look at fucking Animal, you're like, God, where did that belly come from? You know what I mean?
It's just, he's disgusting. And by the way, speaking of Luther Reigns, anybody know whatever happened to him? Did he quit the business?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wasn't he going to work in another movie or something? But I don't know. I don't care. Blah, 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 blah.
I thought he was pretty good. I thought Luther was pretty good. I thought he had good charisma.
I thought he was pretty good, but obviously, I guess no one else does.
I mean, out of all the big...
He quit. He wasn't fired. I don't think you could say no one else did. He quit on his own.
I think Animal still works better than most of the guys, though.
The sad part is he does look all better than most of the guys. And, you know, Jericho was talking about that. There's just too many guys. That was probably, like, his biggest rip on the WWF is the fact that they have too many guys that bring it up who don't know what they're doing. They're too young. They're just too inexperienced.
You can say what you want about Animal being fat, but he still can work.
Right.
I don't think so.
A lot better than fucking Snitsky and, you know.
We always bring up the same guys over and over again.
Because these guys can't. I'm sorry, but these guys can't work. And the fact that I have to be forced to watch these. No, if I have to be forced to watch these guys week in and week out, yeah, I'm going to rip on them.
You want
to
see Animal?
I don't want to see Animal, but I'm not going to lie about the fact that this guy works better than those guys.
Hulk is turning over in his grave. Hulk turned over in his grave. He's now in Brody's grave.
Animal's been getting big pops. Animal's been getting big pops in the audience.
Oh, come on. It's nostalgic bullshit. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, every single... Are you telling me that Animal's getting nostalgia every single time?
No one cares. The DVD is now going down the charts.
Joey,
no one cares.
I have a question for you, Joey.
No one cares.
If the Road Warriors DVD did not come out, would you think Animal would be on WWE TV right now?
Exactly. That's not the point.
And if he was not Johnny Ace's older fat brother, do you think he would be?
That's not the point I'm trying to come across. That's not the point I'm trying to come across.
Johnny Ace, if you want to show some balls, fire your brother.
Yeah.
Show that you're not biased. Fire your brother. Kick his
Get on your skateboard and fire your brother.
I actually go on Animal Fire. I actually like his work.
Are you telling me the animals that bad? Get the hell out of here.
No, I just did. I like animals' work. I'm making a stupid joke. So.
Yeah, I like Coco Beware's work, too. Let's put him on the ring.
Yeah, no. You're comparing two different craps.
No, they're both the same age.
No, wait. You know,
they can be the same age, but Coco Beware has never worked at
Dana's. He was the bird.
He's a high flyer.
I must bring this up. Kurt Angle and Daivari.
Yes, they're going out.
Okay.
So very happy.
You think there is any chance? This was a lot of people wanted to know what do I think
they're
is
having
happen.
An answer, yeah.
When did he get a little to be a little diesel boy, man? When did he get all jacked up? Yeah, did you see him in that shirt?
He put on about
5-10 pounds.
He looked like Steiner in that shirt.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I wouldn't go that far there, but
yeah, he was looking pretty diesel.
Well,
I gotta be honest with you. When I saw those two, I just did not care.
Well,
I just said, I said to myself, I do not give a damn.
Well, a lot of people.
He's gonna be Chic Angle now. I heard.
Well, a lot of people were asking, where is it gonna go? And this is the analogy I come up with. This is just my creative mind going. I'm not saying this is the way they're gonna go, but I think what Kurt Angle is gonna do is he's gonna say, you know, he's been busting his ass for the fans. You know, he lost his wife, which he already said. You know, he's getting no respect. And he's being treated like shit. He's a gold
medalist. Which, by the way, was a surprise to me about his wife.
Yeah, his wife left him.
I actually knew about that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I was surprised he said on TV.
Yeah. America's turning his back on him. And then he starts using Daivari in the same sentence.
Yeah, but he's dating Victoria now, so that's cool.
Who, Kurt Angle?
Yeah.
He's dating Victoria?
No, I just made it up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway, well, you know, But no, seriously, so I think that these two might get incorporated with each other, and I have a feeling some people online may start comparing it to Sgt. Slaughter 91.
Well, Ken Patera and Jerry Blackwell.
Yeah, a good example. Excellent example. And 3/4 of my callers don't know what we're talking about. You know what? Look it up because it's an excellent example.
Exactly. Chic Patera.
Yep. I don't know if Angle...
I'm sorry, but I like this. I personally was in favor of Muhammad Hassan. I personally was in favor of the whole Angle.
Well,
and I'm personally in favor of an American, and I said this when it started. I wanted Shawn Michaels to be the guy, but obviously he couldn't because of his religious beliefs.
Kurt Angle
is the next best thing to do that.
Right.
I'm sorry, but
you know why this angle could work right now?
Because, absolutely.
Because Muhammad Hassan, they brought in saying that he was Arab or of Arab descent. We knew that he was Italian. I'm fucking Italian. I know the guy was a Guinea. But you have now
Daivari. Yeah, because you looked online. You couldn't tell just by looking at him. Come on.
Well, you have Daivari.
I would have thought he was Arab.
What do you have, like Guinea radar? Come on.
The guy looked like a movie star.
Yeah, but Moses, if they would have brought in Daivari, Hassan.
No, you made it seem like you could always tell it's a fucking Italian. You'd be a priest.
I would have.
Fucking Italian.
You knew him from OVW.
From OVW. The point is,
if they would have brought him in as non-Arab, we would have all found out eventually he wasn't an Arab. They would have brought him in non-Arab, and then he turned his back. It's different. That's why the thing with Kurt Angle could work. He's not being brought in as an Arab. We know he's not Arab. So, but if he starts turning his back and starts listening to Daivari, that's the reason why it's believable, because he's not trying to be something he's not.
Can I bring up a little bit of history with the Patera thing?
Sure.
Some people might care, but just like when Ken Patera's career was kind of fade, he was doing the Olympic, the powerlifting thing as Ken Patera. He left the WWF, went to the AWA, his whole gimmick wasn't working. They decided to put him with Chic Adnan El Casey. And decide that Patera did the same thing. They might be ripping off this gimmick a little bit, because people might not remember this. But Patera did this whole thing where he represented America in the Olympics and blah, blah, blah. And now he's going to be Chic Patera. And it actually worked. And he was tag team champions with Jerry Blackwell.
I think this angle is going to work very well.
I don't have a problem with this angle. I have a problem with the fact that they don't know how to follow up on anything.
Oh,
and that's going to be the death of any angle, any storyline that they do.
But you know what's
nice
about it,
though? They do not know how to follow up with anything.
But you know what's nice about it, though, Moses? If it ends up being a ripoff of Ken Patera, at least you know a Hollywood writer was not the one that came up with the idea.
Well, of course.
Yeah, they took it from 1983 AWA angle. They own the rights to the back catalog, so why not?
Yeah, exactly, and I think it's going
to
work.
If you really think about it, they are going back to the early 80s with some of these angles. I always thought that the Master Lock Challenge was the same thing as Slaughter's, you know, Cobra Clutch Challenge.
It's also the same thing as Billy Jack Kane's Hercules Feud.
Yes, a lot of people forget that, too. Joey's right, exactly. Yep.
So, you know.
Hercules used to do the same challenges.
Yes, he did.
Yep. So we'll see what happens with
and
that.
And Big John Studd with the backbreaker, remember?
Yeah. Any use pick up the Jake Roberts DVD as of yet?
No.
No, you have $20 to borrow?
Yeah, sure.
Anthony, did you know he was going to be in Queens in the next week or two?
He's going to be what?
In Queens in the next week or two.
Oh, Jake Roberts?
So well. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Honestly, I thought the cops cleaned like all the like the guys on the corners, like off the streets. You know, I haven't seen like the guys on the bicycles selling the dime bags lately. So I honestly don't.
I heard he's gonna be doing an in store in Queens.
Well, all you gotta do is go to Flatbush, Anthony.
Well, I know that Ultimate Clothing Comics was gonna do something with Mick Foley. I haven't heard anything about Jake Roberts, but I will definitely.
That passed already. That passed this past Saturday.
I guess nobody knew about it, but Well, I will check that out. I haven't even heard about it.
It's supposed to be either the third or fourth week of November.
Really? Whoever's doing it obviously isn't promoting it all that well.
Yeah, as well as in some guy's basement in Corona.
Hey, the Bret Hart DVD, I believe, shipped today. And you go to wrestling-news.com if you want to see the match listing. This is something I definitely want to get my hands on. You have, I didn't even know about this. Eddie Guerrero's coming out with a biography in about 3 weeks.
Please.
So, do you think it's possible they may start pushing this guy now? Because of his biography?
You know why I'm not going to diss that? Because at least this guy's been in the business long enough. He has a story to tell. When The Rock came out with a book, I actually had a problem with that. I was like, dude, you've been in the business for, what, 5 years?
I have a problem with The Rock now.
And, you know, Lita came out with a book. A lot of people who were in the business for a very short time, like China, were coming out with these books at the Foley. And
Edge.
What have you done? I mean, but at least Guerrero has been in his business. And has,
I agree.
Well, We know Guerrero has had his problems. You know, he's been fired from WWE for a while, came back. This guy has some stories to tell, I think.
More than
an Adam Copeland. You know, I'm sorry, but, like, these people have done really nothing.
No, Moses, you know what it is? Like I said, it's not you could say what you want, but my personal opinion is I'm tired of his act. I'm tired of his stupid car coming out, of his frosty hair. I'm tired of his act. I'm tired of it. And
no, first of all, they
you're not going to convince me
they
of
did the car thing
was in the ring.
Last week, that was the first time in like almost a year.
Tired
let
of
it go.
It.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you got to let it go. You got
to
stop with the.
I don't have to let anything go. You know,
you got
to
let it go.
I'm gonna let it go.
Yourself. First of all, let go of your pants.
He's just mad at Kate Quick.
I'll never take my hands off of that one, buddy.
He's just mad at Kate Quick ain't rapping no more.
That's my job.
Oh,
let go of yourself.
No, did you say that I'm mad at Kate Quick? Shut the fuck up.
First of all, Eddie Guerrero has not come out with the car since that Batista incident.
Yeah, that was like the first time all of a year, so let it go, man.
Yeah, what a year. A couple of weeks ago.
Wait.
How do you let something go for the first time?
This is what I don't understand. I mean, you're a big supporter of Batista.
Like
I guarantee you, if Batista was to come out with a book, you'd be the biggest guy. Like, hey,
I already know Batista's story. I already know his full story. I don't need to hear it more.
Please, man.
I already know his full story. Did she get SmackDown magazine last month? I already read it.
Yeah, I hope.
I'm sorry, but wait. What's the point of having magazines anymore with the internet? I mean,
I like the magazines.
Let me
collect PWI. Come on, man.
For the people that asked earlier, Candice Michelle's Playboy issue it's the April issue, but it'll be out, I think, in mid February.
Alright, tell the 13-year-olds to stop.
I heard Funker owns the copy to the Shawn Michaels Playboy.
Trust me, Valentine's Day, there's going to be a lot of Hotline hosts and a lot of listeners that are going to be, you know, spending time with the right hand, you know, and Candice Michelle.
Yes, Funker, how is Pamela?
Very funny.
Pamela?
Isn't it?
Pamela?
Raw versus SmackDown, or SmackDown
Angela.
Versus Raw 2006. Today, a press release was sent out, hyping up the PSP edition. It's funny because they said it's coming out in December, but they never actually mentioned the date. So for anybody that's interested, the date that game is coming out is December 5th. That is SmackDown. That's the one
if you want to get Jake the Snake, you got to wait like extra 2 weeks.
Well, you know what? Seriously, for everybody that's bitching that Jake the Snake's only in the PSP and not in PlayStation 2, people will be able to download it online. There's going to be plenty of
people
messages.
Bitching about that?
What happened?
Are people bitching about that?
You're damn right I'm bitching about
it. A lot of people want to play with Jake Roberts in the game, and you have to actually buy the PSP version to transfer it into the PS2, but people will be able to hack
Jake Roberts in real life.
Also, I was going to mention this earlier. The opening music we played tonight was Hurricane Helms' new music, Gregory Helms' theme.
Right.
Anybody wants that? Email me.
I'm glad you brought that up. I just want to touch on that real quick.
All right, well, let me just give the email address. Anybody wants that bootleg? Webmaster@wrestling-news.com.
You know, I've been waiting for a while for this guy to finally drop this whole Hurricane shit because I thought it was over a long time ago.
Me too.
So, I figured they're going to do the whole, like, Shawn Michaels thing with him, give him a brand new, fresh look. He comes down, I'm like, wait a minute, why does he look like he's in the fucking X Division? He has, like, the cycling shorts, he has the shin-guarded boots, and he has that fucking long jacket. I'm like, come on, give me a break. This is what they thought
That he stole from Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, like, this is not going to work. They really got to...
Well, one thing I'll say, he is talented, so maybe that'll shine through.
He's very talented.
That's not going to shine nowhere.
That's not going to shine through.
Tajiri's very talented. What the fuck is he
even?
Tajiri's a Muto ripoff.
When you're his height, just like Shawn Michaels, you have to have the fucking greatest character in the world to get over in that company. He's going to have a tough time doing that.
He has charisma. They just got a lot of... By the way, just to let everybody know, there's a review on SmackDown for the PS2 on IGN. They said it's the greatest game since No Mercy, and it got a 9.2 rating. That's the highest rating any wrestling game has ever gotten.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
By the way, this Tuesday will be released everywhere.
ICANN is pretty accurate with their reviews. I really do not disagree with a lot of stuff that they say.
I've read through it, and I've seen a lot of videos, and I can honestly say this is going to be fucking awesome.
Cool.
All right. So Tuesday, look out for that.
I'm just checking to see if anything late breaking we can talk about. Don't forget this Sunday, the Genesis pay-per-view. The card is absolutely loaded, and I don't have it in front of me. But all of you listening on the internet, so go to TNAWrestling.com and check it out. I'm just not too thrilled about the six-man tag as the main event because that basically means Jeff Jarrett is going to hold on to this belt for another month.
And yes, because that would have made a difference if it was one-on-one match.
Well, you never know, but...
yeah, I do know.
You think Christian will cut a promo on WWE?
Yes. I don't think he really has to. Like, I mean, he may take some shots, but I don't think he's going to be bashing them. You know, I think that's what people are going to be expecting, and he shouldn't have to. I mean, he left on good terms somewhat. He's probably going to make it. The most he's going to do is take some pot shots, but he's not going to go on a bashing
spree.
I don't think
he's going to say anything about it. I mean,
I hope they don't.
He's definitely going to take a pot shot, but it's not going to be
He'll probably say something like, you know, they're keeping Captain Charisma down over there.
All you have to do, you never want to make enemies. It's not smart to do that.
It's not.
I just hope they don't do like...
Hey, you look just like a douche every time you come back anyway. So.
You know, since there's so many comparisons of WCW with the people out of there, I hope they don't do like what they did when they first brought Goldberg in and with other wrestlers that jump from company to company. They put the mic in front of his mouth and he just like... about to talk and then just walks away and doesn't say a word for a couple of weeks. I just hope they don't do that. It's the fucking most annoying thing I've
ever seen. Christian's not that type of character. It's all about the talk, so they're definitely going to try to make some money off of that. I mean, Goldberg, but here's the thing about Goldberg. I mean, Goldberg was never really a great talker to begin with.
Right.
What this guy really ever
said? Think that was his downfall. Was one of those.
I'm sorry, but this guy is not as great as people hype him up to be. I mean, without the gimmick of winning all his matches, the guy really was nothing.
I thought he was awesome.
Speaking of not talking all that well,
let him job for 2 months straight. Let's see how awesome he gets.
That's the only reason you don't like him. You shut up.
I never said I didn't like him.
Talking about not talking well, tell me it wasn't equivalent to being cock teased on Monday. Shelton Benjamin gets the mic, actually cuts a promo on Carlito, has a match, and we actually think, you know, Shelton's finally going to get a push again.
When I thought about Benjamin and Carlito, I didn't think about anything about cock, but whatever.
Yeah, I thought the same thing that, you know, okay, this guy's talking, they're going to give him a push. And then I was brought right back to reality when he
I didn't see that.
I'm sorry,
Luke.
But, you know, a guy like Carlito, that. Carlito should never pin a guy like fucking Shelton Benjamin.
Can we bring back Hacksaw, please?
And do what?
Bring back Snooker with his girdle.
I saw the replay on that. Snook is one of my favorites of all time.
Oh,
yeah, but come on, Funker. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing.
I'm sorry, but Snook has been embarrassing for 12 years, though.
He was embarrassing 15 years ago when he fought the other day.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
When he had the goatee.
Oh, man.
I think we're just about done.
He had a good year in 81.
Oh, boy, yeah. Year with Paul Orndorff?
Yeah.
No,
that was his year when he tagged team Paul Orndorff
in
the NWA.
82 was him and Backlund, 83 was him and Morocco, and then in
the 85 he was left off WrestleMania, and that was it.
Yep.
That should have been a six-man.
He killed his girlfriend, and that was it.
Why wasn't that a six-man tag, by the way?
What?
I mean, it was pretty much WrestleMania 1, when they had Superfly and Orton, like, jumping up on the apron every 5 minutes.
I don't know, because I think
it was still under investigation.
Do you remember even when, like, Saturday Night Live and all the commercials, Entertainment Tonight, it was all about those four. Cyndi Lauper, Rowdy Piper, Bob Orton, Mr. T, and Hulk Hogan.
Yes, and a quick plug, the best of Saturday Night Live, the early 80s, is on this Sunday.
That's right,
Hulk Hogan, Mr. T, with interviewed by Fernando, Billy Crystal.
That's right, and they show the bloopers when Hogan starts cracking up, which looked really awesome, actually. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Hogan looked quite chubby back then, if you know.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
That was a good WrestleMania match, so I don't care. That main event was awesome.
Wait, what main event? What main event was that?
WrestleMania 1. Hogan and T. Orndorff and Piper. That was
most of the roster and the celebrities are dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where are they now?
Well, you know what it is?
Wait a minute. You're telling me that F.T. Jones didn't make an impact at that WrestleMania?
He went to the post office in Manhattan at the main post office.
All you got to do is look in the 80s with WWF and just look at the average age of their superstars and look at it now, and there's your big problem. I've said this for 2 years now. You know, the 19-year-old you see on WWF in the 80s would be fucking getting squashed in 30 seconds by a
worker. I mean, that's just affecting the whole business. You go on the indie scene, every wrestler looks like they're fucking 14 years old, literally, but they're only about 19.
Right. That's a very good point. I mean,
there is, like, no adult left in this fucking business.
That's a very good point. I think I'm getting old like the Funker, but I definitely agree with that young crap. I agree with you. Remember when we talked about the announcers? Whoever announces or interviews backstage should have, like, an age limit of 30.
And you know what, though? Here's the thing, though. It's not only affecting wrestling. It's just affecting the media.
You want a good general.
I mean, you look at all the actors, all the musicians. Yeah. Everybody's like fucking 12 years old.
Moses, you know, I always use
they're at least 12.
About the early 80s. Kurt Hennig.
That's why they should bring that age limit down.
Kurt Hennig and Eddie Gilbert. God rest both their souls, and it's a shame because I remember when they used to team up in WWF.
That's their debut match in '81.
They would always lose, but they'd always be exciting when they lost. They never won a fucking match. Kurt Hennig in the WWF was around 20. Lost every fucking match. I remember one match.
I thought he was perfect.
No.
He lost quite a bit.
There was one match in Morocco where he came so close to pinning him, and then he just botched the move, and his neck was.
And the funny thing is, Anthony will back me up on this. The crowd popped bigger then for the main eventers. Now
you got to see that.
You got a guy like Quick Draw Rick McGraw almost had Moondog 1 on.
I was just recently watching WrestleMania 3 because I had the collection, and like body slams and drop kicks would get pops like you wouldn't believe.
But that's why. Well, we'll talk about that next week. But that's why I think the X Division is a little bit too much overkill because.
Oh God! Shut up.
And it's going to make a Sabu match look boring. But anyway, look at Bobby.
Wait. I'm sorry, but I don't think a mid-carder should have to tone down his style just to make the main event look good.
Yes, they have.
Rocky Johnson.
No, you don't. I mean, if you're great, you do. If you're great, you go out there and be fucking great. Fuck the next guy.
Hey,
you know what? That's my views on life.
Hello, cyberspace. As I was saying about Kurt Hennig and Eddie Gilbert, Kurt Hennig lost every fucking match in WWF. Then he left and he went to, was it AWA?
He went to AWA where he teamed up with his father and then won the tag team title.
Then all of a sudden won the tag team titles, got on all these winning streaks, and he was only winning a year. And then when he came back to WWF, Mr. Perfect. Then that's when he won it.
Well, before that, he actually had to run as a rule breaker and beat Rick Martel. Rick Martel for the belt.
I'm just bringing up the WWF.
Okay, Mike Tenay.
I'm saying if Randy Orton, back in the 80s, he would have watched every fucking match and then he would have been somewhere else.
And that's exactly how it should be. That's exactly how
Did, even all the kids, like, you know, all the young family, even, well, not the Von Erichs, because they got pushed right off the bat, but Brad Armstrong, guys like that, you know, all lost initially.
I do agree with the Funker TNA, and more importantly, the X Division needs psychology.
And here's another thing. You know, if a main eventer wants to have a great match, go out there and learn how to fucking work. You should never ask somebody else to hold down their style just to make you look better. Hogan. I'm pissed right now.
I am always angry. Moses, get some sexual activity going.
Moses, like I said,
I did.
Kane and Murdoch won the tag titles on their first match.
they accomplished all everything it takes.
Are they still here? I was happy about them, but I realized that they could be gone by next week.
How many times have you made that comment?
I know, but I'm just saying. I think Kaden Hurdock is like when you first date a new girl. You know, like everything's exciting 2-3 weeks, then you're looking like that. What the fuck?
The fact that you're thinking about dating Murdoch and Happy is kind of weird.
Oh, man.
You with fucking Godwin posters on your walls. But anyway.
What? What the hell are you talking about? Godwin posters on my walls? Yeah.
Moses, you like the Godwins?
Well, I know your mom makes the swap.
Oh, shit.
Good night, Ken. Can we plug Howard Brown real quick?
Yes. Howard Brown Live this Monday night.
Summer
Sin. Everybody that's listening, go to HowardBrownLive.com.
We will have Summer Sin on.
11:10.
You gotta look at it.
You must be 18 or over to listen.
And you must like girls. I think you can qualify.
Well, man.
Listen, every time you
well, then I guess he does qualify.
By the way, if there's any late-breaking news, tomorrow call our hotlines, 303-4444 and 303-9-4444. Right.
And play Guess Who's Quitting Next.
Yes.
Hey,
or Guess Who's
right
Leaving.
Anything could truly happen. WWE.
Yes.
Anything
can happen. It will.
Hey, fucking Michael Cole called, what's his face? Who's Chris Candido's partner in WWF?
Zip.
Zip. Tell us his name.
Tom Pritchard.
Tom Pritchard.
Oh my God.
He called Tom Pritchard a goofball yesterday when he was talking on Bite This.
What do you mean a goofball?
No, they were talking about announcing his song and he said some. I didn't read it the whole thing, but all I saw was
hairstyle. If that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I mean,
exactly.
Michael Cole calling somebody calling a goofball.
Yeah, but if you know Tom Pritchard, he's a goofball.
Yeah, yeah, but if you know Michael Cole.
Right, but there's a good goofball.
Yeah, break.
Cole's growing on me a little bit.
See, that's why I wasn't upset when Batista was talking about TNA, because he doesn't know about that element. But if you call, like, the Warrior or somebody in his realm an idiot or a whack wrestler, then I would be like, you know, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Batista doesn't know what he's talking about when he talks about TNA.
Not disrespecting the Warrior, that's all I'm concerned. Like you said last week, Kevin, he's a fucking multimillionaire. I don't know any other multimillionaires.
Not disrespecting the Warrior. Everybody's on the Warrior's jock, and that's all there is to it. The Million Dollar Man. Million Dollar Man, as much as I love him, as much as I love the Million Dollar Man, he has no business.
Wait, you love that guy?
Jake loves him, Moses. We admit his love for him.
That's right.
No, sir. I've got to hang up.
Moses wants band love with Jericho.
What?
Moses,
how did you know?
Moses missed that man love. No, as much as I respect Ted DiBiase and most of those guys.
Down.
Ted DiBiase and most of those guys are jealous of the Warriors' success at the time, and that's all there is to it.
You got to say my Michael Cole is.
That's because the Warrior wouldn't join Ted DiBiase's religious cult.
The thing about Michael Cole is the fact that Michael Cole's name is real fucking name.
Hey,
what's
his
name?
It's
Sean Colehart, something like that.
Really?
You know,
Sean Colehart.
I'll leave everybody with this.
There's a lot of sadder things than Michael Cole.
I'll leave everybody with this.
It's called Taz.
Taz's waistline.
I'll leave everybody
Taz,
with this.
No, Taz's pride line.
I'll leave everybody
48 waist.
Yeah, I thought it was the same.
Well, I know we're about done, but I want to leave everybody with this to think about tonight. The Wrestling Observer newsletter Dave Meltzer puts out, he talked about the age group as far as who's watching WWE right now. And right now, average age of a WWE viewer is 34 years old.
Ah, perfect for us then.
I know, but the point is, would a 34-year-old fan want to see all these 19 and 20-year-olds on TV? Or would they want to be more old school?
I don't know, Kevin. Do they?
Well, let me say it like this. If the average person is 34, that means that they were 15 when WrestleMania first started. Yes. And if you were old enough to appreciate WrestleMania and mark out for it, and you're still watching wrestling now,
stay
then
a diehard
obviously
fan,
you want old school. And bringing up all these inexperienced people was something that they did not do when we were 15, 16. And unfortunately, that's why they're losing viewers. They lost the younger demographic. It's funny. Does that mean 34-year-olds are into John Cena? So,
but there's something for everybody still on the show, in a way. Not as much as they used to be.
Average viewer is 34, but not every viewer is 34.
I wasn't 15 around WrestleMania, but I still appreciate that more than what I see.
Joey was 13. Yo, is Boogeyman still employed?
Yeah, Boogeyman actually.
Shit out of all of you.
Actually, I got news for you. Boogeyman is going to do something tomorrow,
that people pop big for, and I wouldn't be surprised if they turn this guy face.
Ah.
Like a wacky character, you know, like a goofy.
Yeah.
Somebody said the mask, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a goofy. Like, people aren't...
He does not look like the mask. Would you let that go?
I don't agree with either, Joe.
Joey,
the mask.
He's not scary, Joey. He's goofy.
Unless you're talking about the mask with Cher.
He's scary.
He's goofy.
Scared me. I was terrified for weeks.
He's goofy. I can't.
Well, when you watch SmackDown tomorrow, you tell me if fans in the audience were scared or if they popped because it was
goofy.
I'm not
saying that they're not scared, but he's not going out there, you know, dancing.
You know,
he's
not Beetlejuice. I miss Tony Atlas. How about you guys?
He's not out there
Tony
with Cameron Diaz.
He's goofy.
If you miss Tony Atlas, just go look at
Tony Atlas, the guy in his shoot interview called Shane McMahon the best shooter of all time. He did. And his shoot interview, they asked him who's the best shooter, Benoit Angle. He said Shane McMahon.
What the hell's wrong
with that idiot?
Maybe he's trying to get back shooting his load.
No, Toronto, Virginia Education Department. Tony Atlas has a diploma.
If you want to see Tony Atlas, just look at Bobby Lashley.
Oh, God. No, Lashley's much bigger than Atlas.
Well,
no way.
No, what are you kidding me?
Atlas is fucking huge, man.
I saw Atlas a million times in person.
Right now, by the way.
Atlas from Saba Timidays. If you looked at him in the late 70s, early 80s,
yeah, he was huge.
Nah, he was skinny, but he had no legs. He was very skinny.
By the way, Atlas is right now at my local high school trying to rent the gym.
Is that true?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. They're not using it for anything else like education.
Anybody got a cellular phone?
Anybody got a cellular phone?
Yeah, Joey, I mean, how many gang meetings going to have there?
Joey, how are the Lion King?
Remember when Tony Allen was begging somebody for a cell
phone? Cellular phone. Everybody got a cellular phone.
He didn't have no money to, like, what was he cooking? Like, eggs?
No, it was like chicken. Wait, are you talking about the MTV
TV thing?
That was, like, so sad, though, man.
That was one of the saddest displays I've ever seen in my life.
I bought the tickets for the kids.
That was sadder than Superfly's girdle.
Trust me, the people that filmed that probably thought that they hit a home run when they looked inside.
They replay all those kind of shows on MTV except the wrestling one.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
They
play everything except for that.
I was actually wanting to watch that recently.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go.
Anyway, we're done.
I just want to give a big shout out to Les Thatcher.
Okay.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because he was on that True Life special.
He's rubbing his man ball.
He's actually a pretty good guy. Everybody has been into my
fire Rory
the last week, I appreciate it. Tomorrow, I will be writing another blog.
Moses, is it
will be writing another blog. www.myspace.com/DeBlasi.
Oh my God, you're promoting your MySpace.
You know what? I'm definitely terminating my MySpace account tonight.
Can I promote my website?
Sure.
Don't have one.
Clutchday.com.
All right, so we will be back next week at 11.
Mansweat.com.
We'll be back.
Anybody
listening is interested in having their own show like this, make sure you go to fantalklive@aol.com and email Chris Chisholm if you're interested. And
Chris who?
Chris Chisholm.
You want something all over your face? Contact Chisholm.
All right, let's get out of here before we get fired.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Minority Report with Anthony DeBlasi here on FanTalkLive.com. Join Anthony again next Thursday evening at 11 Eastern. Until then, visit Wrestling-News.com for all your latest news in professional wrestling. We'll see you next week.